I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports on KJAN. In high school baseball and softball action last night, we'll start off on the baseball diamond. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Denison Schleswig picking up a 9-0 victory over Atlantic as Braden Hayden pitched the shutout there for the Monarchs. Clarinda, a 12-0 winner over Shenandoah. It was Creston, a 10-4 winner over Red Oak. Kemper Catholic beat Harlan 9-6, and St. Albert, a 14-5 winner over Lewis Central. Western Iowa Conference action, IKM Manning 8-5 over Riverside. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 11-0. Tri-Center, a 14-2 win over Trainer, and Underwood beat AHSTW 15-3. In Rolling Valley Conference action, Cam 19-6 over East Union. Kobe Rich and Lane Speaker each hit a long ball there for the Cougars. Coon Rapids Baird, a 14-4 winner over Audubon, and Woodbine, a 9-0 victory over East Mills. Other scores, Councilman Abraham Lincoln took 2 from Thomas Jefferson, 18-8 in Game 1 and 13-2 in Game 2. Carroll, a 15-5 winner over ADM. Murray picked up a doubleheader sweep of Orient Maxburg, 11-1 in Game 1 and 16-0 in Game 2. Panorama, 5-4 over Des Moines Christian. Pleasantville beat ACGC in both halves of a double dip, 12-2 in the first game, 15-5 in Game 2. And Stanton, a 4-3 winner over Bedford. Wayne beat Grandview Christian, 13-9. In softball action from last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Denison Schleswig edging out a win over Atlantic 3-2. Kira Langenfeld doubled, tripled, and had 2 RBIs there for the Lady Monarchs. Atlantic was led by Alyssa Derby with a single, triple, 2 runs scored, and 1 RBI there in that close loss. Creston, a 10-5 winner over Red Oak. It was Harlan, 5-3 over Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central, a 6-4 winner over St. Albert. And Shenandoah, a 16-11 win over Clarinda in 8 innings of play. Western Iowa Conference teams in action. Audubon, an 8-0 win over Coon Rapids Baird. Riverside beat IKM Manning 11-1, as Riverside led in the circle by Kenna Ford, who threw a one-hitter, had 9 strikeouts there. Logan Magnolia, 10-0 over Missouri Valley. Trainer beat Tri-Center 8-2, and Underwood, a 4-0 winner over AHSTW. Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam, a 5-3 win over East Union. River Valley beat Arweva 4-3 in 9 innings of play. Westwood, a 7-5 win over West Harrison, and Woodbine 16-3 over East Mills. Other scores, ADM 6-4 over Carroll, Bedford a 7-5 winner over Stanton, Abraham Lincoln picked up a 7-2 win over Thomas Jefferson in 9 innings of play, Murray took 2 from Orion Maxburg 3-2 in Game 1 and 10-7 in Game 2, and Winner set a 7-1 win over Bondurant Farrar. At your high school and softball scoreboards from last night. Also in softball news, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union releasing the latest rankings yesterday. And in Class 1A, Newell Fonda is top-ranked, followed by Collins Maxwell, Southeast Warren, Lisbon, and Linville Sully. Wayne sits at number 6, Martinsdale St. Mary's at number 8, Exira EHK is at 11, and Lennox is at number 13. In the Class 2A rankings, it's North Lynn in the top spot, followed by Wilton, Louisa Muscatine, North Union, and Waterloo Columbus Catholic. Underwood sits at number 7, Earlham at 9, West Monona's at 10, and Mount Air at 14, some of the teams from Western Iowa. In 3A, it's Davenport Assumption top-ranked, followed by Mount Vernon, Williamsburg, West Burlington Notre Dame, and then Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the top 5. Atlantic stays firm at number 7 here this week. In the Class 4A, it's Winterset holding the top spot, followed by Carlisle, ADM, Norwalk, and Dallas Center Grimes, the top 5 there. And in Class 5A, it's Fort Dodge, number 1, followed by Muscatine, Johnston, Waukee, and Indianola, top 5 teams there. That's your latest girls softball rankings there from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Major League Baseball game we had for you on the radio. Charlie Morton didn't allow a hit until the 7th inning and took a shutout into the 8th, lifting the Atlanta Braves over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-0. Morton gave up his first hit when Paul Goldschmidt lined a single to left center with one out, but the right-hander followed by getting Nolan Arenado to pop up and strike out Tyler O'Neill. He allowed singles to Matt Carpenter and pinch hitter Jose Rondon in the 8th, but was pulled with 2 outs. And they end up, of course, getting the save there and picking up the win. St. Louis now will send right-hander Carlos Martinez to the mound today to face off against left-hander Max Fried in the second game of that 4-game series there between the Cards and the Braves. 5:25 pregame again here tonight with first pitch on the way at 6:20. Other Major League Baseball scores, it was the Indians 10-3 over the Orioles. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 10-3. Yankees 8-4 winners over the Blue Jays. The Cubs edged out the Mets 2-0. It was the Astros 10-2 over the White Sox. The Padres 6-4 winners over the Reds. Rockies beat the Brewers 7-3. The Angels a 7-5 win over the Tigers. And it was the Mariners 6-5 over the Tampa Bay Rays. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning picking up a 2-1 victory over the New York Islanders. After dropping the opening game of that series, they've now roared back to take a 2-1 lead. And in the NBA playoffs, it was the Milwaukee Bucks picking up a 104-89 win over the Brooklyn Nets to even up that series at 3 games each. They'll go to a deciding Game 7 there. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.